Hi everyone, Captain Mark here, and you're listening to Fishing Around Bristol, Rhode Island. I came up with the idea for this podcast a few years ago when we moved down here. We actually moved down here in 2018, my wife and I. And my first season, I'm going to call it seasons, not years, because it's fishing. So our first season really began around July, August of 2019. I had bought a Grady White Tournament 19, great boat. It was pretty well set up for fishing, but I made a few modifications of my own, bought a fish finder and a number of different things, and headed out on the water to see what I could find in Narragansett Bay. I had fished with my father in Buzzards Bay down Cape Cod area that was my experience of fishing salt water. So I didn't know this area all that well, and I wanted to maybe find a podcast that would give me more of a comprehensive understanding of the area and maybe some knowledge and tips. I know there's a lot on YouTube. I've learned a lot on YouTube since then, but I couldn't find any good saltwater podcasts in this area, so I thought perhaps I'd start one of my own, and was all set to go with that, but it was a number of years ago, and right before COVID, so COVID got in the way, life got in the way, a few bumps in the road, but anyways, it might work out pretty well, because I'm about to start my fifth season this year, and 4 years in, or 3 years in anyways, I have learned a lot about Narragansett Bay, fishing all around here, whether it's from a boat or I've gone out in my kayak quite a bit. So I've learned a lot. I've caught stripers, blues, sea bass, tog, scup, fluke, even some squeteague, which is more of a southern fish. It basically is a sea trout. Got the little teeth in front, and I was amazed to catch those. I caught those right here in Mount Hope Bay, along with some other random funky species that I'll tell you about, you know, as we go into the podcast and do more episodes. What else? I got my captain's license along the way. I could tell you all about that and where I went down here in Newport to get my captain's license. Meanwhile, I've got a giant map of Narragansett Bay. It's probably almost 4 feet across and, I don't know, 5 feet tall. Right in front of me right here. And I'm looking at it. And so where I have fished, I launched my boat out of Mount Hope Bay Boat Launch. That's a few streets down from where I live now. And that's where I launched my boat. So I've actually fished a lot in Mount Hope Bay, and it's pretty amazing. I'm going to base this podcast on fishing all around Narragansett Bay, and I probably won't make too many trips out front, as they call it, out front of Newport, into Rhode Island Sound. Well, I will definitely make some trips out there, because obviously the fishing's amazing out there too, but I'm really going to concentrate on how I can fish Mount Hope Bay and the rest of Narragansett Bay, all around Prudence Island, down towards Providence River, Greenwich Bay, Hog Island, Patience Island, all around these areas. That's about the most I've fished so far. I've fished in the Saconic River, but that's usually pretty busy. I fished the mouth of the Saconic River and caught up quite a few fish in there. But I still have the entire East Passage and West Passage to explore, for sure. My plan is to check out every nook and cranny of the bay. Basically, places you can reach in a small boat, a kayak, without having to, you know, have a huge boat to go out front where, you know, you have the weather and large swells and everything else. From what I understand, all in Narragansett Bay, if you really take the time, or I will take the time for you, and I'll find these places, that there are plenty of large fish, plenty of large stripers. In fact, there's a season I'm going to tell you about that giant stripers come in right into Mount Hope Bay. It's absolutely insane. It's a very short window, and there's a certain way to fish it, but that will be coming. I've found some very big fluke without going far from the boat ramp. I found this particular time of year, certain tide, certain wind directions. I've found sea bass in very manageable water. Blues, huge blues, huge blues in very manageable water. So I think this would interest a lot of small boat fishermen and kayaks and what have you. Distance wise, gas these days, wear and tear on the boat, having to go very far out of the bay. It's not always worth it for some of us. And I'm just going to explore every inch of the bay and find some incredible spots for everyone to fish. In the meantime, I have a lot of friends that I've met down here and that I work with. I'm in construction and I work with a lot of fishermen. Some of them, a few of them are actual guides or charters, and they're just, amazing legends in their own right, as far as I'm concerned. Meanwhile, with all that said, the plan will be to take you back to when the journey started and have episodes about what I've learned along the way, as well as coming into this new season, what I discover, and follow the journey forward as well. Oh, by the way, the origin of Fishing Around Bristol, the name of the podcast, excuse me, is literally Fishing Around Bristol. Literally, Mount Hope Bay surrounds Bristol. Bristol Harbor surrounds Bristol. And there's some crazy little spots in Bristol Harbor that harbor, pun intended, large striped bass for most of the spring and into the early summer that I'll let you know about. Out in front of Colt State Park, or across from Colt State Park towards Greenwich Bay, I guess. Let's see, Barren Ledge. I'm going to be learning all these this termination and all these places, but I've caught some crazy bluefish in there in late summer. I haven't been down in the Providence River yet, but I'm going to. We'll try that out. But yeah, fishing around Bristol, literally fishing all around Bristol. And all up and down Narragansett Bay. So, another pun intended. I hope I have you hooked and that you will listen to Fishing Around Bristol, future episodes to come. And tight lines, everybody.